Russia, Ukraine, and the price we pay for used cars. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Later today, we should know more about ways the U.S. and Europe will apply new sanctions against Russia for supporting separatists in and around Ukraine. Financial, energy, and defense are expected to get targeted, and Russian officials are working on some interesting sanctions of their own. The BBC's Europe correspondent, Chris Morris, joins us with more.
They're talking about light industrial goods. Certainly used cars is one of the things that has been mentioned by at least two officials. Certain types of textiles as well. One stage, the Russian Prime Minister sounded a bit speculative, said, well, perhaps this is not so much about imports, but perhaps flights of Western carriers across Russian airspace could be banned. At the moment, I sense there's a bit of shadow boxing going on. They sense that the European sanctions have been imposed, certainly with a view to lifting them again if things go well. And I sense that Russia doesn't want to react too harshly straight away just to lock everything in. But certainly there's a whole range of things that Russia could do. And don't forget that earlier in the summer, it imposed sanctions on billions of dollars of worth of Western food imports. So, for example, Poland is the biggest exporter of apples in the world. A lot of those apples usually go into Russia, and the Polish apple producers are suffering badly.
BBC Europe correspondent Chris Morris, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There's word that one of Silicon Valley's founding companies, Hewlett-Packard, has pleaded guilty to bribing officials in Russia, Mexico, and Poland to get business. The Securities and Exchange Commission had said this involved mainly HP's Russian subsidiary. HP will pay a $59 million fine for this, but more than $100 million once all the civil and criminal penalties are settled. The firm says the bribery involved a small number of people who are now gone. Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the surprising, sometimes delightful, and sometimes destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century. We're going to start today with smoked salmon. In the pre-Marketplace era, my family could afford only tiny amounts of the stuff, content with little scraps on the bagel as if it were gold leaf. These days, the smoked salmon runs thick.
We sell about 1,000 pounds of hand-sliced salmon a week. And then we sell about 800 pounds of the pre-sliced salmon.
Saul Zabar is president of the New York City legendary grocery that bears his family's name.
With the farming of fish, they're able to maintain the prices, and we're able to control our retail prices. The fact that we have farmed salmon has kept the product at a reasonable level so that it's available. It's kept it as a middle-class product. You know, the basic cost of the product is modest. It's the cost of providing it that is expensive. We provide health insurance for our people, retirement benefits. There's where the costs come in. And as I say, fortunately, we do enough volume. We do about almost $50 million a year in business in this operation. So we have that cadre of customers who deal with us, so we're able to keep our prices within reason. Otherwise, we'd have to have a very wealthy clientele and have an east side location.
Now, Zabar couldn't remember what he was charging for smoked salmon 25 years ago, but I did find a magazine from that year that lists Zabar's sale price, $15.95 a pound, Scotch salmon pre-sliced. But as we'll be reminding ourselves during this series, you gotta adjust for inflation. $15.95 is more than $30 a pound in today's money. Today, routinely, with no special sale, Saul charges just under $24 a pound. In real terms, that's a 22% decline in 25 years. Now, we shouldn't forget that farming salmon can have environmental costs, and there are two parts to the price equation, not just supply, but also demand. I spoke to Gunnar Knapp, a professor of economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and an expert on the raw material that goes into smoked salmon.
The world supply of salmon has tripled over the past 30 years or so due to an enormous increase in the world production of farmed salmon.
And we'll let the chefs have the debate over the relative merits of wild salmon versus farmed salmon. But the fact is, there's a lot more salmon because of this farming.
This explosion in farm salmon production has absolutely transformed the entire market for all types of salmon products. By around 1990, farm salmon production had reached a scale that it was beginning to directly compete in large volumes in the traditional markets. Salmon farmers had expanded production faster than they had expanded demand for salmon, and so you got a fall in prices affecting not only farm salmon but also wild salmon. However, starting about 12 years ago, things began to turn around, and the reason was that salmon farmers began to put a great deal of effort into marketing, and with marketing, they managed to very significantly expand world demand. And so in the past several years, we've actually enjoyed quite high salmon prices, both in the wild salmon industry and in the farm salmon industry.
Dr. Gunnar Knapp at the University of Alaska Anchorage, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
And just what is the textbook definition of inflation? We talked to the famous economist who wrote a famous economic textbook about this. If you miss it on the air, it's at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.